Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. Hey, I'm Shauna Comptegame. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking, got laid off? Here's what you need to know about your money and your benefits.
Millennial Money with Shauna Comptegame. It will expand your brain.
All right, so layoffs are just part of kind of our everyday life now, right? If you haven't gotten laid off from your job, chances are that either one of your friends have, maybe your spouse or your boyfriend, girlfriend, somebody you know has gotten laid off from their job. And I think there's definitely specific work sectors where layoffs are more apt to happen. You know, if we're in the technology sector or the startup sector in particular, layoffs are quite frequent, right? And even you might have one division that just suddenly gets vaporized. And I think the thing, you know, in today's society is that no matter what job you have, no one is really layoff proof, right? We can't say, oh, my job is so secure, I'm never going to get laid off, because even people who have said that, I have seen them just like the look of horror and shock and surprise when they got laid off from their job. So nobody is immune, you know, from the layoffs. The best thing that we can do is really prepare ourselves for either if we are laid off or we think we're going to get laid off, or obviously in the chances that we get laid off, that we're really prepared to kind of think through things with our money. Because a lot of times, you know, when the layoffs happen, maybe you see it coming, but maybe you don't see it coming. And so, you know, when you're in that place of kind of like sheer terror, like, okay, I'm losing my job, it's hard to think through a lot of the money decisions that you should be thinking about or that you should be making. And that's really true about anything in life, right? If we're married or if we're dating somebody and we're dealing with money, or we're just combining our money, and or I mean, gosh, it doesn't really matter how long you've been together. Money is such like this bomb, right? It's this subject that brings up so much conflict and causes so many different fights. Just about, you know, I mean, there could be just misunderstandings about money, something that's so simple or so easy to solve. And yet we just like blow up about it because there's so much stress and tension around the subject of money. And it's not fun always to talk about. And so certainly when we're talking about it around, you know, losing a job, I mean, it's usually the first thought that pops into your head is like, oh my gosh, how am I actually going to pay for stuff? Right? Because your paycheck is your most valuable asset. It's how you live every month. It's how you do all the fun things that you want to do. So it's really critical, and it's really easy to just kind of like cruise along in life, you know, like, hey, I'm making good money. I've got this steady job. I got this steady paycheck. And then when the layoff comes around, you know, it's really a shock to the system. And I've worked with so many people that are like, they come into me and it's almost like they're kind of in that, it's like tunnel vision they have. And, you know, I almost like, you know, okay. Let's snap out of it. Let's think about our money. Let's think about it. We can solve everything. There isn't a problem that we can't figure out a fix for. You know, I think one of the things that I like to talk about a lot on this podcast, and hopefully I like to infuse with you as well, is that there's always a solution, right? Everything can be figured out. It may not be the best solution or the solution you were hoping for, but there's always a way to maneuver around something financial, even if it looks totally bleak. You know, I was in a situation in my prior marriage where suddenly he lost his job. And I remember being in that moment and I just thought like, all right, I should just pack it up. I'm done. Life's over. This is horrible and terrible. And it was actually over a Memorial Day weekend. And I remember this like just so vividly, like almost like it was yesterday. And I think it was like 10 years ago, right? I remember sitting there thinking like, oh crap, like this is Memorial Day weekend. I'm going in this weekend and I don't know how we're paying for anything, you know? And I remember even being, you know, the financial expert during that time and just having that sense of extreme fear. And so I can imagine that, you know, especially if you're new to working, or maybe this was your first job or your only job that you've had thus far, how you could really feel just that sense of, okay, it's over, right? And it really isn't over. I mean, I'm talking to you on this podcast. So obviously I survived, made it through that time period, had to be really creative with money, had to be creative with how things were paid. But there's nothing wrong with being creative in certain situations. And I think that's the stuff we don't talk about with money, is that sometimes you got to be creative. Sometimes you got to maybe make a decision about how to pay, you know, certain bills, or how to move money around, or maybe you have to take money out of your savings, or maybe sometimes you have to take it out of your 401k or IRA, which sucks and it's not a good decision to have to make. But if you've been saving all along while you were working, while you had a job, you know, it's not as painful because the cash is there when you need it. But there are also times where you could just kind of look around and you're like, where's the cash? Where's like the magic hiding spot that the money is going to somehow appear? And then that's really where just kind of, you know, you've got to get level thinking and you've got to be able to strategize about this. And if you can't, maybe somebody can help you. Maybe a friend can help you. Maybe one of these podcasts that you listen to can help you. Maybe there's some sort of voice of reason that can kind of help you through this. And look, this is not just like a female thing. This isn't a female thing where we just girls like just, you know, have our like freak out moment when we're laid off. I have seen plenty of guys who are equally, if not more, freaked out in these particular moments. And so, you know, if you've just got laid off or if you're going to get laid off and, you know that you're going to have to become creative with your finances, I don't want you to worry about that, right? Like it's temporary. It's a temporary spot. Even if right now you don't have a job, maybe you got laid off and you don't have a job, you're having trouble finding a job. I really want to just encourage you to know that it's temporary. I promise you, you're going to find a job. There's going to be a moment where the release happens, where you're not in this position of stress. And probably when you're in it, and I know when I was in it, I didn't see that. All I saw was like, you know, the big black clouds. And, you know, I had visions of like foreclosure on my house. And I had just all of these crazy dreams that kind of went along with the stress of the situation. So I understand that. I understand that it's really hard to stay positive and to stay upbeat when you're in a certain situation, especially when it's, you know, a money situation, because it's not like you want to walk around to your friends and be like, hey, all right, so it sucks right now because I don't have any cash and somehow I got to pay these bills and somehow I got to have a life. And, you know, it's definitely a balancing act. And I think sometimes the biggest fall is those of us who maybe had a super big income, right? And then suddenly you got laid off from that job. And then it's like, oh my gosh, now I got to go find a job that will pay me at the same income level. And maybe it took you, you know, 5 years or so to get to that income level. And it's not always easy, I should say, to go find a new job that's immediately going to pay you that same income level, right? Because you just have to establish yourself. But sometimes it is. I mean, sometimes getting laid off is like the biggest blessing ever because you end up finding an even more amazing job, even more amazing situation. And it's an opportunity for you to have a change. You know, sometimes we don't like to make changes on our own, even if we know that we shouldn't be at the same job. You know, making that decision to leave the job is a really hard decision. So sometimes I think life just goes, all right, I'm just going to force this job change on you now. You're just going to have to hang in here with me. But something really good is going to come from that.
The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited. And it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless, 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like $1 million wearing this cozy workout friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. When it comes to financial advice, you gotta trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. So, you know, if you can just grab on to any glimmer of hope that maybe I'm talking to, if you're in this particular situation right now, I just really want to encourage you to, because I've been there, I've been in that situation, I know how it sucks, I know how it feels. There aren't a whole lot of money stresses that maybe you're feeling if you're listening to this podcast that I haven't felt myself. So I just want to know that you're listening from a friend, because I've been there. But when you're going to get laid off, or when you're in the process of getting laid off, there are a couple things that you really need to think about that you don't, because your brain is just like all over the place. And I just want to talk a little bit about those. So of course, one of the most important things is your health insurance. What's going to happen to your health insurance? And, you know, if you're lucky enough to work for a company that covers the majority of your health insurance costs, it can really be a sticker shock to your budget when you get laid off, right? Because suddenly you have to start paying for that on your own. Now, you could get COBRA, which is really just an extension of the health plan that you currently have, right? And you can have COBRA for up to 18 months. So if you're having trouble finding a new job, you know, you could elect to be on COBRA. Now, where the sticker shock comes is that you're actually going to have to pay the full price of the monthly premium for your healthcare. And it can be really shocking, right? Again, especially if your company is covering a lot of the costs, you know, it could be, you know, $1,000 or $500. I mean, it could be a lot of money. If you do get laid off, you do actually qualify for a special enrollment period through the healthcare system if you lost your job coverage, or if you expect to lose your coverage in 60 days. So 60 days is kind of the magical number that you would need to apply for this special enrollment period, right? And I'll put a link in the show notes so you can go ahead and click over to healthcare.gov and kind of see what that special enrollment period looks like. I'll also put a link to COBRA in there in case you're curious about what exactly is COBRA. I've been on and off COBRA several times throughout my working years. And it's, you know, it's a fix, I think, if you're kind of near the end of the year, maybe, and you've used up your deductible. And so, you know, in cases like that, maybe you don't want to go on a different healthcare plan where you're going to start over with a new deductible. But again, this is a personal decision and this is different for everyone, right? So this is not a one size fits all. You kind of have to think about, okay, what are my chances for getting a job in that 18-month period, even though you don't have a crystal ball? And does it make more financial sense for you to maybe go on the healthcare exchange and get a plan versus what you're going to have to pay for COBRA? And, you know, with that, you're not just comparing costs, right? So it's not just solely about the dollar amount. You also need to think about the benefits. So what is the deductible of the different options? What is the out-of-pocket max? And what are the co-pays, right? So what are you going to be responsible for paying if you keep COBRA and you're on the same plan that you're on now, right? So you already know those things because you already have that plan. Versus if you go out on the healthcare exchange, you know, what are you literally exchanging your benefits for? And does that fit with your budget, right? So you really want to make a conscious decision about this, right? But again, the special enrollment period for the healthcare plan on the healthcare exchange is 60 days. So, you know, you could probably elect to take COBRA and, you know, have, you know, 30, 45 days to think about this. But I really wouldn't recommend that you run up to that 60 days because then you can get yourself like back in a panic situation. Now, if you get a job along the way and you're offered healthcare, of course, like this is a moot point, right? It doesn't matter anymore. But it's just something that you need to think about when you're in a situation of either being laid off or you just got laid off, to really understand what your health insurance benefits are, what that cost to you is actually going to be, and then be able to weigh it back and forth and just make a good decision, you know? And then when we're talking about benefits, another thing is, you know, what goes with you, right? So if you have life insurance at work, if you have disability insurance at work, what comes with you? Do any of those come with you? Now, normally those are not considered portable, meaning if you have a life insurance policy at work, it's not portable. You can't take it with you. Now, there are some exceptions to this. There are some life policies that you can have the option to start paying the monthly premium. And again, it's the same situation as your health insurance, right? Does that make sense? Can you get that same health insurance for a lower rate outside of your work, right? And there are a lot of places that you can go to check life insurance rates. You know, Haven Life Insurance is a great one. Policy Genius. I'll put links to all of these places that you can go over and kind of find out, you know, life insurance and disability, what that would cost you to take your own individual plan versus something maybe you continue for work. Now, obviously, if it's not portable, it doesn't go with you, you don't have an option to pay for it, then it's done. It's over with, right? Then your decision point is, do I need this? You know, do I need this for my situation or for my family? And is it a worthy expense right now while I'm unemployed? Another thing that you want to think about is the matching funds, right? So if you've been contributing to your 401k and you've been getting that match, right? And we love the match because the match, again, is free money. The company is giving us that free money matching what we put in our 401k. It's the best deal you're going to find all day long, right? Take that deal any day. So if your company says they're going to match, you know, up to the first 6% that you put in, my gosh, put 6% in, make that work in your budget. But with the matching funds, there's also a vesting schedule attached. And so the vesting schedule literally says, okay, if you're at the company for X amount of years, here is the percentage of matching funds that you get to take with you if you leave the company. So getting laid off is leaving the company. So you just want to find out, you know, where you are in that vesting schedule. If you've been at the company, you know, 4 to 6 years, there's a good chance that you could have 50% to 100% of the funds available. Now, when you get laid off, you always take whatever you put in the 401k. That's your money. That's always your money, right? That always is going to go with you. The question is just what percentage of the matching funds are going to go with you too, right? There's really no argument you can have there. There's no negotiation. It's not something that you can walk into HR and be like, hey, I'm demanding that. It's not really that type of discussion, but it is something for you to know about and be cognizant of what's coming with you, right?
I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family, and you want to do the best for them. But vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, EarnIt provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. EarnIt is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the EarnIt app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use EarnIn in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make EarnIn a part of your financial routine and join EarnIn's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about EarnIn, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind. Download EarnIn today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in Talkin' Money under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC.
Hey, my name's Otis Gray, host of The Daily Book Club, a daily podcast where I read wonderful old books one chapter at a time. Simple as that. Whether you want to get engaged and lost in a fascinating story that has stood the test of time, or just relax to a good book, listen to the Daily Book Club to get wrapped up or unwind during your day. We'll read classic stories like Pride and Prejudice, The Enchanted April, The Wind in the Willows, beautiful stories all told from start to finish. And you can even do a real book club. Tune into the Daily Book Club Discord and discuss the readings with other book club listeners. However you want to listen, it's your choice. Subscribe to the Daily Book Club on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere else. New episodes every single day. So sit back, relax, and get lost in the Daily Book Club.
And then when we talk about the 401k, when we, you know, get laid off from our job or leave our job, we have a decision to make. We can either leave our 401k where it is, right? We can leave it with the company. We can leave it invested how it is. We just can't put any more money into it. Right? But it's still going to grow. You can still select investments, et cetera, et cetera. Or you can do a direct rollover into a rollover IRA, with any of the big investment houses. And you kind of have to weigh the pros and cons and figure out what makes more sense. But if you do a rollover IRA, you do have the opportunity to invest and contribute into that. You know, 2017, you contribute up to $5,500 into your IRA, right? And depending on your job status will determine deductibility of that IRA. But I'll put some links for you to find out some more information again in the show notes about that. But you have a decision to make. You know, you don't have to make it right away, right? You don't have to, it's not something you have to decide the minute you get laid off. But it is something for you to think about because this is your money. This is your money. You've worked hard to save this money. So I just want to make sure that this money is positioned properly for you and that it's going to really, you know, supercharge your financial situation, right? That's the whole reason we're doing any of this. And so just something to kind of have in your back of your head and to think about okay, what makes most sense, you know, for my situation. And then if you're lucky enough to work for a company where you get a severance package, and a lot of the IT companies, a lot of the startups, you know, will offer some sort of severance. It just depends on, there's no hard, fast rule here. It really depends on what your company, you know, the financial situation of their company. If they're doing layoffs, you know, that's usually an indication that the company isn't performing very well. But, you know, I've seen everything where at the beginning of the year, you were promised a certain severance amount. And then when it goes to the layoff time, that certain severance amount is cut in half. And there's just nothing you can do about it. I mean, you're just, in my opinion, you're lucky enough to get what you can get, especially if the company is really in the crapper, you know, financially. So you want to know, okay, how much am I going to get and when is it going to be paid out? Those are important things to know. But don't think of this as free money. Remember, your severance is added on to your gross income for the year. So you're going to actually have to owe taxes. So if you get a job, let's say you get 6 months severance, right? And 3 months down the line, you get a job and you're earning as much, if not more, you could potentially bump yourself into another tax bracket, right? So I don't want you to just take that money and go out and like blow the money. I want you to be smart with those funds. So it's really important in a year that you get laid off and maybe you have a lot of severance available to you, consult with a tax preparer that year. Just bite the bullet. You know, even if you just want to buy an hour or two of a accountant's time just to really think this through, I think it's a really smart decision because you don't want to get in a situation then where you file your taxes the next year and then you have this like monstrous tax bill and then you don't have the cash to pay for it. I've seen that happen so many times. And then that usually prompts, you know, a not great money decision that you have to make of like, okay, how the heck am I going to have to pay for this? But a couple of things you could do to help kind of mitigate your taxes in a situation like that. You know, you can contribute money to your IRA if you get laid off, because remember, you can't contribute anymore to your 401k, but you could contribute to an IRA, you could put money in your health savings account. I've even seen creative things where maybe if you get laid off towards the end of the year, you could even see if the company is willing to break your severance payment up into two different tax years, right? So let's say you're straddling like 2017, 2018. It's like, hey, maybe can I take a portion of it in 2017? And then January 1, 2018, can I get the rest of it? And what that just does is it just spreads out the payment. So it might help with taxes. Again, there's a question mark because it depends on your own situation. That's why it's super, super important to talk to a tax preparer as ahead of time as you possibly can and just say, hey, I just want to make a good plan for this so I don't get screwed when taxes come up, right? But let's say you have more cash. You have a lot of cash left. You know, you can always boost your emergency fund, pay off debt, you know, but better yet, maybe you use some of that cash to help, you know, advance your skills, go to a conference, get a certification, get something that's going to lead to more income down the line with another company, right? It's just a time to kind of take advantage of turning that severance money that you got into something that's going to help you in the future. Do I think that you should do something fun with a little bit of the money? Yeah, probably, right? Because you got laid off. Probably, you know, maybe take a little bit of break, take a tiny little vacation or take a staycation or do something fun. Just don't blow the whole thing. because that just puts you in maybe a not great situation down the line, right? You don't know how long it's going to take for you to find a new job. And I think we can get really optimistic of like, hey, I'm going to find a job in no time. Like my friend said, he's going to hook me up. She's going to hook me up. But really, until you're actually offered that job, it's nothing. It's just talk, right? And so I just want to make sure that you have enough cash to pay everything that you need to pay. That's why it's really important to know your numbers always, to know those things that you have to pay, because then you have control over the situation. You're like, okay, cool. I got enough money. I can pay everything I have to. And then, hey, I got a little left over. Maybe I could do something fun with that money, right? So just know what you got. And lastly, when we're talking about getting paid out, you know, sometimes companies will pay out for vacation days or sick days that you didn't take. And so what you want to do is you want to talk to HR before you leave the company, right? If you talk to them after, I could tell you horror stories all day long about people who thought they were going to get paid out for certain days. And then HR is like, no, we never said that, you know? So talk about it when you're either in your exit interview or when you're getting laid off. Ask about that, like, hey, am I going to get paid out for vacation days and sick days? And what can I expect? And I always suggest, like, if you can be forceful and get this stuff in writing, you know, get it in writing when your severance is going to pay out, all these things, it just helps eliminate any conflict that's going to come up, because you're already going to be in a charged situation. You're already going to be in a situation where you're either pissed off or you're stressed out. Or, I mean, I don't think anybody gets laid off and is like, ah, cool, man, I just got laid off. That's awesome. I don't have a job. Maybe you think that down the line, you know, when you're excited to have a little bit of time off. But usually the first thoughts are not along those lines. The first thoughts are either you're getting just totally pissed off at the company, or you're thinking like, all right, how am I going to pay for everything now, right? There's just this like air of uncertainty. So we just tend to not like think very clear in those situations. So these are just a few things to think about. You know, if you're in the situation of getting laid off, if you think you're going to get laid off in the future, I just want you to know, like, hey, this happens to a lot of people. This is not the end of the story. This is not the end of the day. This is not the worst thing that is going to happen to you. You're going to survive. You're going to make it through. It might be tight. You know, you might have to do some interesting things with money, but that's all right. It's just, it's temporary, right? And I've been there. I've been in the situation. I know what you're feeling. And I can tell you literally from experience that you're going to come out the other side better. I know it may not feel like it right now, and you may actually be like wanting to throw your podcast player like out the door right now and not listen to me say this, but you're going to be in a better situation. I just know it. That's what I believe. So maybe if you can look at this as, you know, a good thing and an opportunity to either change direction or to, you know, broaden your skills or to go after that job or maybe that specialty that you really want, then use it and go for it. You know, you don't get too many times in life, especially getting severance, you don't get too many times in life where you can get paid to really hone and figure out what the heck you want the next chapter of your life to look like. All right. As always, I'm going to put a lot of links in the show notes. Be sure and check them. If you found this podcast helpful, please go over to iTunes in the link in the show notes and leave us a review for the podcast. I really appreciate it. I appreciate all of you listening and spending some time with me. I know that talking about money is not always the coolest thing or the most fun thing to do, but I try to always be real with you, and I try to really uplift you and talk about the things that maybe you're not hearing anywhere else. So I just want you to really know that I appreciate you listening, and I appreciate the time that you're taking to invest in yourself. I think it's going to pay off for you in so many ways that you can't even imagine now. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at Shauna Game and Instagram at millennial_money.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community and of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community and of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.